The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're doing New Year's on July. It's a half New Year resolution. And I got to give credit to Anthony A because he's like, did we do our New Year's resolutions on air? And I said, yeah. So he went back in time and he found our New Year resolutions. So we're going back months and months and
months. Buckle up, Otto.
What did I say?
Listen. What did you resolve to do? Anthony A.
One is write more. I got to write more jokes, right? So I want to write at least 400.
I concur.
I think everybody does. No, at least 400 jokes this year. And then more stage time. More stage time. And, you know, maybe I settle down. I don't know.
Oh, you want to find your little boo thing?
Maybe. Hey.
A little boo thing?
Go ahead, LMA.
Strong on a maybe.
DJ Automatic, your resolutions.
Resolutions for the year is to be more active on social media, right? And not just post stuff like memes and like actually post like personal stuff. That stuff that, you know so people can get to know me better.
It's the first time ever, and I'm married to this man, that you've been so personal on your social media ever.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a whole situation going on right now with my brother who had a couple strokes go on, and I've been talking about that. And then, you know, the other thing I want to do is I want to get back to DJing more. Kind of like Anthony said, more stage time. Because since we went national with the show, I've been really concentrating on only the Dana Cortez Show, and I got to concentrate on DJ Automatic, the DJ, as well.
Yeah, we do, because our bank account needs that. All right, so here are the top five resolutions.
Oh, wait.
What?
What's your resolution?
To be more comfortable in my own skin. I used to be 60 pounds heavier, and it is very difficult for me to share the before pictures. I'm going to start doing that. Okay, I'm going to start doing that, and I apologize to anyone if I've ever hurt your feelings, because I know I'm thin. I see the scale, but when I look in the mirror, I still see big Dana. And so it's hard. So sometimes I'll say things like, don't post that picture. I look fat, or don't. It is not me trying to hurt anyone. It is me still psychologically not seeing myself as the real me.
I just keep laughing at the thought of big Dana. I like that name. Hey.
So where are we at, guys, with the resolutions?
Damn.
The way my Instagram works and all, let me tell you.
Yo, I was fresh off of vacation, overshooting everything.
I did get back from DJing, though. I DJed in Atlanta this weekend.
Yo, your social media is weak. I have to beg you to put anything up. Let's do it. We're halfway through.
I have got more stage time, but I don't know where how I pulled out the number 400 from.
I don't either. Yeah,
I was like, whoa. No. When I heard that, I was like, wow, that's a lot.
Stupid.
A lot of stupid.
Next year, I'm setting that bar solo.
I'm going to write two jokes. So, you know, I think I've done pretty well. I don't know that I've posted it. Well, it's just July 1st. Obviously, that's what we're doing. New Year's in July, you know, the half year resolution. Huh. I will post my before and after picture sometime this month. I've been pretty good at that, right? Even though you guys clown me. I don't mind a clowning either, just for everybody to know. Because somebody wrote me and said, don't you hate the way the guys made fun of you, like when you were heavier? Nah, I don't care.
Well, no,
I don't mind.
It's pretty witty and creative, usually.
Anyway, is that part of the 400? Anyway, all right. So we come back. We're going to do, during this half New Year resolution Fat Club, is I'm going to give you three reasons that you need to jump on your health today. You don't have to wait for New Year. It's Monday. How many times do you tell yourself, I'm going to start on Monday? And you binge eat all weekend. And then Monday comes, you keep doing it. And you just keep gaining. You know who I know? Because that's what I used to do.
I had 20 chicken nuggets on Saturday night.
What? This ain't confession. It's the Fat Club. All right. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you the three reasons when we come back. You got to keep this half year resolution. We're all celebrating today inside the Fat Club on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back with that next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Woo! We went back in time. Our New Year resolutions. What were yours, Otto?
To get more stage time at DJing, to be out there more as a DJ, which I'm doing for the most part, and then also be more personal on my Instagram. And I was thinking about it. I am more personal on my Instagram story. Actually posting it, not so much.
Work on your post. No excuses. But this is our half year resolution here on the Fat Club inside the Dana Cortez Show. Anthony, where are you at in your resolution?
Mine was to write 400 jokes. Which,
well, I don't even understand where that came from.
Are you 100 in at least?
I would say like I had the round. I don't have a list yet. Now I'm kind of motivated to put this like list together. But I have been getting a lot more stage time. And I could feel it on stage. Good. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now the love part, I feel like I am open to love more now.
You feel like you want a little thing?
I feel like I'm open to it now. Like at the time, I was a little blocked off, but now I'm ready to receive some good loving.
Would you get back with an ex?
Ah, no.
Oh, because we saw her on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, nah.
Yeah, I didn't.
She's so pretty, though, huh?
She's very pretty and she's very nice, but I didn't feel the spark.
Yeah, nah.
There was no spark? You don't think so?
I didn't feel it.
That's a Wednesday show. Okay. But right now, Otto, you feel like, Anthony, you feel like you're about 50% into your resolution. You feel like you guys didn't meet at 100, but you feel like you're still working on it?
I feel like I've grown as a person. So, yeah, I'll give myself a good 49 because there's always room for improvement.
Okay.
I'm about 30% in.
Okay. I feel like I've done an okay job as well. You know, I feel like I've done an okay job. So here's the thing. If you feel like you're one of the many, and I mean over 90% of people that vow to get healthy as their number one resolution for the new year, and you fell off, it's okay because it's a half year resolution. Here's the third reason that you need to get healthy. The weather. It's a great time to be outside. You want to swim? It's good weather for that. You want to run? You want to walk? You want to do whatever. Sunshine is good for the soul. You know, if you're ever feeling down, walk outside when the sun is shining. I promise you, you're going to feel better.
You know what's one of the coldest parts of summer? Is when they're like, hey, you want to get in a pool? And you're like, still a little too chubby to take your shirt off.
And it ain't cool to get in the pool with your shirt off.
And then it's all against you, all up against
you. It looks worse. Just take your shirt off.
The second half year resolution for you to start getting fit today, fruits and vegetables are their best tasting of the year. Stop eating the crap. Stop eating it.
As like my chicken nuggets on Saturday.
I've literally made, what am I snacking on?
Nuts and raisins.
Yes.
But you also got your chicharrones right there.
Did I open them?
No, but they're looking at you. They're like,
they sure are. But
you
know
what? I've been eating hella acai bowls.
Acai. You can't eat that bowl.
Why are you trying to
turn
it into a Hispanic thing?
The white lady never corrects me. She just lets me order. All right, guys?
Well, of course she does. She says, pobrecito. Okay. And then the number one resolution, this happy resolution for you to get fit now, is no one's at the gym. Otto and I go, it's nobody there right now. There's plenty of parking, which, by the way, you should be parking far, okay? I park far, get my extra steps in. Gyms are having specials to incentivize people to go in because nobody's going. The classes are open. The machines are open. Get fit. I'm listing all of these right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And yes, I will post another before and after. You guys feel good about this? Or have your resolutions?
It's always good to get a progress check.
We should do this every single year.
I have lost weight since the beginning of the year, though.
I have not. But I'm going to work on it beginning today. It's the Fat Club, y'all. The Dana Cortez Show. We'll be back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We all have our favorite stars, artists that we follow on social media, maybe even show up to concerts. You want to get pictures backstage. But how far is too far? That's the trending topic we're going to discuss today inside the Dana Cortez Show. So over the weekend, Cardi B was approached by, I don't know if it was like a paparazzi, somebody was doing interviews. Here's the thing, though. Cardi B is in her car with her father and her daughter going into a doctor's appointment for culture. So this whole situation started out really strange.
Come on, I'm Dominican too.
Yeah, but do you see how I look? I have my daughter, I have my dad. I just don't look decent. I look how I look. Come on now, like you're a woman. No, like you come out and you look good with makeup. I don't look good, my hair's Come on now, don't do that to me.
So at first she's trying to be nice to the reporter. She's like, you know, the other reporter's like, I'm Dominicana too. And she's like, cool, I'm going into the doctor with my baby. Like, give me a second.
Time and a place for everything.
You go to at Dana Cortez on Instagram. You can watch the video. This whole situation continued.
Don't put my father on TV because my dad don't walk around with security.
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
No, muévete del medio.
No, bro,
muévete tú del medio.
Muévete, yo estoy hablando a ti, maldito loco. Don't put my father on TV because my dad don't walk around with security and you don't know people that's going to harm my dad. Don't come to me with cameras without me knowing. That's disrespectful. I'm with my child.
La calle es libre, mi amor. La calle es libre. Baja la voz. Baja la voz. ¿Cuál es el problema? We're not recording you, child.
So the reporter's asking her to lower her voice. We're not doing any harm. We're just trying to talk to you. Who's in the wrong? Who do you guys think is in the wrong in this?
The woman's trying to do her job. She's just trying to get the interview and try it. But at the same time, there's a time and a place for everything. And when Cardi B's walking into the doctor's office with her baby, is not the time nor the place to try to get an interview.
What did you say a person as famous as Cardi B should be with bodyguards doing that stuff in the regular street? Because it looks like the lady just walked up on her.
It looks like the lady just walked up on her with nothing else going on. You're probably right, but it's a sad day that you can't just go outside, right? Like,
but
you
that's
can't
what
just even walk outside.
Price, that's the price of fame. Eminem
so
talked about
wrong?
It.
Eminem says he feels like he's held captive in his own house.
I don't know if anybody's really in the wrong. Fortunately, this didn't escalate to a more severe situation, but it's a hard thing because at the same time, like those blogs and those random people interviewing you are those people who got you up there. You know, there was a time in her life where she would have died for somebody to come talk to her.
True. Like this weekend, you saw Kim K was flying on American. She just flew out of JFK, regular. And for me, I think if you act regular, people will treat you regular.
But if you start, well, she acted regular. She pulled up to the doctor's office with her baby.
Nobody was bugging her at the airport.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw Charles Woodson?
Who's that?
The greatest secondary back of all time in the NFL, and I couldn't say
it. No, you didn't, and we don't have time for that. We'll be right back with Cardi B's response.
When you meet your favorite star, you could freak out a little bit.
So Cardi B responded, and also I have a list of celebrities that have said what you said, Automatic, about Eminem. They feel isolated. Even Ariana Grande has been quoted speaking on this for Justin Bieber. So we'll come back with Cardi's response next. Whose fault is it? At Dana Cortez on Instagram, reporter or Cardi B? And of course, we'll continue right after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B over the weekend approached by a reporter at the hospital. She had her dad with her. She had baby culture with her. She was taking a baby to the doctor. She was cool with the reporter at first. And then the reporter was like, hey, let me talk to your dad. And then Cardi went off.
Don't put my father on TV because my dad don't walk around with security.
Excuse me.
Excuse you.
No, muévete del medio.
No, pero muévete
tú del medio.
Muévete, yo estoy hablando a ti, maldito loco. Don't put my father on TV because my dad don't walk around with security and you don't know people that's going to harm my dad. Don't come to me with cameras without me knowing. That's disrespectful. I'm with my child.
So the reporter is telling her, lower your voice, you know, don't get upset. I don't think Cardi is out of line at all by being upset. I mean, we've watched from Princess Diana. Some people might not have been alive when this happened, but Princess Diana, the mother of Prince Harry and Prince William, was chased by paparazzi, and many people lost their lives that night in that car because of these reporters wanting a picture. I remember Ariana Grande doing an interview about Justin Bieber. You know, they BFFs. They've been friends for a long time, and she said, he's the loneliest person in the world. He can't go anywhere. He can't do anything because wherever he goes, people are just all over him.
One time I was DJing with Paris Hilton, and I had been like hanging out with her before the show. We did soundcheck, and it was in New York. It was in Times Square. And I told her, hey, let's go get something to eat. And she was like, I can't go out there. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, if I go out there, I'll get hurt. And
you're
I like, to me, I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that because like,
we're, you're like, let's go to McDonald's and get a Happy Meal.
I was
meal.
Like, let's go get something to eat. And she was like, no, I can't. Like, it's just not, it's not an option.
That's crazy. You can't even like pull up nowhere.
In short, that's a story of how you hung out with Paris Hilton.
Not really, but it's really, it was a story about like my.
But did you go get her the food then?
No, I'd left.
Oh, she didn't eat.
That was so wrong. So there's somebody else. Remember Michael Jackson, obviously, when he was alive, used to go out with his kids. And he put masks on them and people thought he was crazy. They called him Wacko Jacko. But he did that specifically so that when they weren't with him, they could go have their lives, go to the mall, hang with their friends. Nobody even thought about that. They were like, our dad was so smart that when we went to school, nobody knew it was us. So here's Cardi's response.
I'm literally taking my daughter out the car. And as soon as I turn around, this woman put a camera in my face. She's with a videographer, and she got a mic in my mouth. And I'm like, bro, I don't want to do an interview. Like, I look crazy. I'm just not in the mood. And it's like, that's not how you do to people. Like, it's like, I haven't even closed my car door yet, and you're recording me with my daughter and my father. Like,
I get it. She's a little stressed. She's like, you know, I don't want my family on here. Like, you talked about security and stuff. She should have security, but damn, why do you have to?
Because you're famous. You're the biggest rapper in the world.
Well, she's not the biggest rapper in the world, but she's one of my favorite, that's for sure.
My parents, they don't like to be on camera. Like, if y'all ever noticed, back in the days, I always used to post my parents, but it got to the point, like, certain people were stalking me, and that freaked my parents out, and it freaked certain people in my family. They was like, yo, we don't want to be on camera. Like, we are regular people. I like to go out. My mom, my dad always say, I like to go out. I like to be regular. I don't like people in my face.
So obviously we're not anywhere near that. Does it bother you though? If you out and somebody recognizes you and wants a picture or anything?
Hell no.
I get excited. I get more excited up for.
That's what I signed up in this thing for, dude. taking all the photos.
Anthony's like, run up on me. Otto, you say, yeah. Like, pull up. Are you taking a selfie?
Yeah, anytime, like, if I'm at the airport or somewhere and somebody's like, and they recognize me, it makes me feel good. Sorry.
Dana asked me earlier who I thought was wrong in the situation. And now that I think about it more, I think I want to know how this lady knew Cardi B was going to be there. Listen, as a kid who comes from the YouTube vlogging world, there was times where, oh, I know this artist is going to be doing sound check at this time, so I'll run in before they get there and try to grab this interview. So I get it. So whoever told her, yo, Cardi B drops her daughter off.
That's the person in the
wrong. You're the one in the wrong. And for my upcoming interviewers, bloggers, whatever, no usually doesn't mean never. It just means not right now. And that has carried me longer in my career.
I think that this reporter did a good thing by not escalating the situation. She really did tone everything down. But I do also agree that people deserve their privacy. And once Cardi B said, hey, girl, I get it, not right now, she should have shut the cameras down. All right, we're continuing this conversation online. Go to Dana Cortez on Instagram. The video is up right now. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A woman named Amanda Teague married a Haitian pirate called Jack back in 2016. Here's the thing, though. Jack actually died in the 1700s. He was executed for thieving on the high seas. So you get it, right? Jack is a ghost. He's not a living person. Jack is a ghost. Well, she's divorced him. What the? It's the WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show.
Was it Jack Sparrow?
No, it was not Jack Sparrow. But I imagine that's where Jack Sparrow, that's the story it was based on, I guess. I don't know. She says that this union with Jack left her hospitalized after she discovered her husband was not all he made himself out to be.
Ooh, I think he has some ghost side chicks. That's what I'm going with.
So anyway.
That's a ghost side chick right there. That's what she sounds like.
She says that after 2 weeks of marriage, she started to get health problems, including abscesses after she and Jack would have any sexual relations.
She got ghost media.
So things got so bad, she had to have surgery. So when she went into the hospital, before you have surgery, they make you take your rings and your earrings and jewelry off. So she had to remove her wedding ring. And that's when she noticed the energy link between Jack was broken. So she could see clearly that Jack was not the ghost he made himself out to be. He had a bad energy. I wish it was that easy for all of us to see right away. Once she figured out that Jack was a bad guy, she decided to separate. But Jack threatened to kill her if she broke it off.
How crazy is this woman?
I'm starting to side with Jack now. I kind of figured out why Jack might have left.
So I'm thinking the whole time I'm reading this, try not to laugh. Try not to laugh. So either way, she broke it off. Amanda stuck to her guns and divorced Jack the pirate. Ghost. I mean, do we even need to make a joke after that? Do we need to make a joke?
No.
That's your WT story. We'll be back with more of the Dana Cortez Show next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
More and more people are meeting online through social media or dating apps. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. It's time for our, I don't know if this is a debate, guys, more than it is just a conversation.
It's a PSA.
You think so?
Yeah, because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on online.
There is. So Mackenzie Luck disappeared. She is a college student in Salt Lake City, Utah. She took a Lyft ride to meet a mysterious man in a park around 2 o'clock in the morning after she landed from visiting her family in California and was never seen again. So 2 months before Mackenzie Luck went missing, the man, now suspected of murder, his name is Ayula Ajayi, asked a contractor, Brian Wolf, to build a soundproof room in his home with hooks drilled into the concrete walls. Listen to what the contractor says about it.
Yes, the requests he was asking for weren't normal requests. She just kind of said, I need some big, strong hooks anchored in the concrete.
And he was like, this just doesn't feel right.
Honestly, I don't know what he wanted it for, but my gut was something not normal. I mean, who needs a soundproof room with a thumb lock and hooks on the... I mean, in my opinion, it was for something bad.
So the guy said he turned the job down and got the hell out of there. And after Miss Luck went missing and they tracked this man down and he saw the picture of the man's house, he called police immediately and said, look, this guy was trying to build some kind of crazy soundproof room. And I just really wanted to focus about meeting people online because there are rumors that Miss Luck was meeting men, older men online, a sugar baby of sorts. And it's dangerous. But isn't that how most people meet? I mean, we did that show a few weeks back about SOS Sick a Single, Where'd You Meet Your Significant Other? I swear to you, 90% was Facebook. I mean, people are meeting on social media.
I think it's there's a big difference between meeting on Facebook because you can see who their friends are, who their family are, where they work, and a lot of their just their normal everyday life. Versus, like, if you're meeting on a sugar baby app, where it's just like you're basically
selling yourself. Her sugar baby stuff was on Tinder. It was on Facebook. No, you're wrong. It was on Tinder, Bumble, and on Facebook. That's where she was meeting people.
I think it's also different when in the ways and the capacities that you're meeting these people. But crazy is crazy. And we've heard it all different ways. We've heard it with people meeting people on Craigslist. Any app it is, online is, and to your point, I kind of disagree with you there because even with Facebook, you only see what you want to see. Yeah.
Well, a woman in New York, this young pregnant woman, answered an ad on Craigslist for baby clothing and a stroller. She goes to the people's house. They strangle her, cut her unborn baby from her, bury her in the backyard. The baby did not survive. She didn't have any idea what was going to happen. So there's some rules that you really have to follow when you decide to meet somebody on, I guess, in person that you've met online. Because I do think you can develop a relationship for meeting someone online. But before you take it to the next step and meeting someone,
you got to be careful.
But, I mean, in regards to the next step, we're talking even people. A lot of people, there's OfferUp, Fiverr, all these different apps where you can meet somebody to buy a TV. Or next thing you know, you're getting robbed.
That's the new move. People will be like, yeah, like come buy this TV. I'll meet you in this parking lot. You go to the parking lot, there's no TV, and the guy just robs you.
That's scary.
Scary, yo.
So rules you need to follow when we come back. And also, I have an update on Miss Luck and this man who's charged with her murder. So that's coming up next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Meeting people online, definitely the new wave. We could all agree, right? It's the Dana Cortez Show, and we're talking about a case that's at the forefront right now. Most people are really, I think, frightened by the fact that this young girl, Mackenzie Luck, disappeared after landing in Salt Lake City, Utah. She was in California visiting her parents. She's a college student. She took a Lyft to meet some man in the park, and the Lyft driver's like, she looked cool. She got in his car. She wasn't in distress. Unfortunately, she met someone who had ulterior motives. The man murdered her. He dismembered her. And he burned her body and buried it in his backyard. There's just rules that you have to follow. How many times have you heard these stories? Now, we did that Snapchat story, the WTF, about that woman that said, yeah, I'll date you. And she set the whole man up. Like, the poor man goes out to meet her. And two men end up robbing him, leaving him on foot in the middle of the woods. He's lucky nothing more happened. Like to this young lady. So here's what you got to do before you meet up. Number one, keep personal information off your profile. If you want to stay safe online, anonymity is the way to go. Don't put your address up. Don't put your phone number up. I see a lot of girls that do that, especially young kids. Parents, check your kid's Snapchat for their location. I don't even know if some people understand that. Like somebody can find your kid if they're communicating with them. And always meet in a public place before you go to someone's house. Especially my girls out there. I know, you know, he's like, hey, come by my spot, come by my apartment. No, oh, I'm going to meet you at the Starbucks.
Dude, a lot of that. Like, even like as a person who actively online dates, it gets a little creepy if you just invite a girl straight to your house.
Or vice versa. I mean, some guy, like if Anthony, would you just show up to some girl's house if she was like, hey, you should come to my place right now? I guess I'm going to take that as a yes.
No, dude, they're gonna rob you. Like,
I know you
could
get hurt for real, though. Like, you gotta be careful, though.
Damn, imagine if I.
Yeah, we
don't know. You don't show up for work one day. We're like, Anthony is missing.
I don't want to pull up to the pearly gates and be. Never mind.
Exactly. Check his Tinder.
Dismembered. And, all right. Yes.
And then finally, trust your instincts. And let me tell you why. Now, we're talking about this man, Ayula Ajayi, who allegedly murdered Miss Luck, which is the story is all about. Listen to a woman who cleaned his apartment. Or his home, rather. Listen to what she said about the first time she was in that house.
The only thing that was odd to me was just how many cameras were in his house. I've cleaned several houses and people have had cameras, but this one just stood out a little bit more just because of how they were placed in the master bedroom.
So right away, she felt like there's something wrong.
And I just had this feeling that I shouldn't go back.
When we left the house, we both got in the truck and looked at each other and we're like, oh, dude, that was weird, right? And he looked at me, he's like, yep, we're not doing that job right now. I was like, hell no, let's get the hell out of here. And then we drove off.
So they both trusted their instincts, that little gut feeling in your stomach that tells you this isn't right. Listen to it. All right, we're posting these up right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. B Be safe out there, y'all, especially, you know, online when you meet somebody. It's the Dana Cortez Show, back with more in less than five.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Now, we all know Chick-fil-A employees are known for being polite and eager to please, but a Flowery Branch Chick-fil-A worker is now being called a hero. This is the WTF story on the Dana Cortez Show. So this teen was working the drive-thru, and a car pulled up with a six-year-old choking inside. So what did he do?
I just jumped out the window and ran straight down to the car.
He jumped in the car, and he literally got his knife out and cut the seatbelt, which had wrapped around a child's neck, cut it loose.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot there. Why is a Chick-fil-A employee just got a random knife on him? I'm glad that he had it.
I'm glad
that he had it. But, you know, extracurriculars are interesting.
So why would this guy choose to jump into the car in the first place?
I think it was the quickest option. Like, it was right there. I saw the car right there.
My whole thing is, like, what was the mother doing? Oh, she was screaming. Well, beside the kids, she had no idea how to handle the situation.
I mean, that's a lot, you know, and I love when humans spring into action to save other humans.
But as a mom, I would think my instincts would kick in right away.
What are you talking about? When I got electrocuted, you yelled at me to get up. I'm literally shaking on the ground. She's like screaming in my face, get up.
That's not what I said. The first question was, did you ruin my dryer? Then the second statement was, are you okay? I asked you, and then I said, get up. And I'm sorry about that.
Did you
that
give
was
him
really
a chance
rude.
To answer the second question?
No, he was shaking.
Dana is the worst person under pressure ever. She thinks that she's good. She's horrible.
So the mom is very happy. She's amazed that the teen didn't panic.
You could see he was turning red and losing pigmentation in his face.
She said she did panic. Like, her kid was literally choking. And if it hadn't been for this guy right here, the real Chick-fil-A hero, he would not have made it. He considers himself a hero, too.
I do feel like a hero.
He should feel like a hero.
Yeah.
A teenager jumping into a car to save a little boy.
Remember when I was a hero when I went and jumped into the Rio Grande to save our dog?
I do remember that. You took your clothes off and everything. You were in your underwear. And thank goodness the passerby stopped to help you, too, because you would have died.
Probably would have, for real.
Wait, time out, bro. So wait, hold on. A random person picked you up in your undies.
No. I got down into my undies and jumped into the Rio Grande to get the dog. And then the random passerby guy actually got in his underwear, too, to help me out.
I'm just glad somebody saved you from him.
And the dog was okay. That's your WTF story, only here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more, y'all. Less than five from right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Girl Talk is about a newly engaged woman who threw her photo up on Reddit and has caused some controversy. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Let me read her post before we discuss, okay? My boyfriend finally asked me to marry him, and this is really what he gives me. He pulled it out of his pocket, and it took just about everything in me to not laugh and question whether this was real life or not. LMAO. I've had it for a few days now, and I've gotten used to it. So I don't think it's so bad. But also, maybe I've just come to terms with it. I definitely wish it was something different, but oh well. It was his grandmother's, and the pearl is my birthstone. And I think that's the only reason I've been able to tolerate it. And the reactions online? Woo, this girl is getting hate.
Let me see a picture of it.
Okay, here. So first, you need to go to @DanaCortez on Instagram or Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. I've posted a photo. You guys ready? Here it is. Automatic.
First of all,
Anthony A.
It looks like the Flash Gordon ring minus the lightning bolt.
Hey, are you agreeing?
Who's her grandma? Me, the merciless.
Are you agreeing that this is ugly?
Her grandma should have taught her how to fold those clothes in the back of the photo. That's one thing.
No, that's not her grandma. It's his grandmother.
Well, whoever's grandma, they ain't got one either.
So anyway.
The first thing I noticed in this whole thing is, one, she's a bitch. Two, her fingers are fat as hell. It looks like a Towns like Infinity Gauntlet around her right now.
Her fingers are not fat.
Dude, those are fat fingers.
No, they're not.
They're stubby. They're not fat.
They're too fat for you to be ungrateful. That's for damn sure. So, and like I said, there's more unfolded laundry in the back, so that's probably the ring she deserves.
How do you feel about her complaining about the ring? Because for me as a woman, I've got my own opinion on this, and I need y'all's comments right now because I'm going to read them live on the air. How do you feel as a man, though, if I would post something like that?
She's ungrateful to throw it up and, like, try to, like, that is so passive-aggressive to throw it up online and be like, I hate this. I mean, she should have just told her boyfriend or her fiancé now, hey, this isn't working for me. We're going to have to get something else. I love that you wanted to give me a family heirloom and whatever, but it's not my taste.
Also, yeah, I think she was a little bit more hurt at like the presentation. So I think she was upset that there wasn't more to it. Like, oh, she just pulled it out of his pocket and gave it to me.
No,
and
she didn't talk about that. She's upset with the ring. No,
she literally said, he just pulled it out of my pocket.
Like, she don't care about that.
She's making it sound dusty.
The ring.
Yeah, no, she hates the ring. And she also hates his effort. It has sentimental value because it's his grandma's and also because it's her birthday birthstone. And she's still ungrateful for it. Don't marry this woman.
So you sound like really petty, Anthony. If a woman tells you, I don't like...
He sounds petty?
Yeah, if a woman tells you...
She sounds petty.
I don't want this ring. Automatic said he'd be fine with that. Would you be fine with it? I like the ugly ring.
If a woman told me,
out.
Yeah, just like you did to my face, yes. But if she went to the internet and made me a joke, nah. I ain't cool with it.
Okay, so
if you told me to my face, we'll go get a new ring then. But if you're going to run around to the internet, you better go find a new man.
You think same, Otto, or you feel differently about it?
But now I don't know if you could get that ring off her fat fingers.
Oh, her fingers are not fat.
They're stubby.
Go check the ring.
You can only see two knuckles.
Go check the ring at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm going to come back and give you my thoughts on this and also some info on Meghan Markle, who had an interesting reaction to the Princess Diana replica she received from Prince Harry. So we'll be back with that next. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it ever okay to question your engagement ring? Ladies, this girl talk on the Dana Cortez Show. One woman uploaded a photo of the ring that her fiance gave her. It was his grandmother's. It's a pearl. It's definitely unconventional. But it was really her saying that I've gotten used to it, so I don't think it's so bad. But also maybe I've just come to terms with it. I definitely wish it was something different, but oh well. It was his grandmother's and the pearl is my birthstone.
Don't forget, it also took her everything not to laugh in his face.
She wanted to laugh. And she says, and I think that's the only reason I've been able to tolerate it. Welcome to Girl Talk. It's a lot to unpack. So the ring, people agree, is not the most beautiful ring.
No, it really does look like Flash Gordon's ring.
Okay.
Minus the lightning bolt.
Okay, but that's not the point. We're not married because of a ring. When Automatic and I got engaged, he didn't give me a ring.
Oh, is this your message to her?
Yeah, and to anybody. He didn't even give me a ring. He gave me a ring later. And yes, I've got another new ring at 10 years. You know, he bought me another ring, upgrade, whatever. But I would have married him with no ring, with a bubblegum ring, with a freaking wedding band.
Would you have
no
married
ring.
Him without a child?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have. But that definitely helped seal the deal faster. So I think that it's rude that she uploaded it to her Instagram or Reddit, wherever she put it up. Automatic, you said you would have preferred her to approach you.
Yeah, if she would have done it face-to-face.
If I would have come and said, I hate this ring, Automatic, and you would have been like, cool, let's go get you another one.
Yeah, we can get another one, and, you know, it's just between you and I. But when she goes to the internet first to, like, basically shame him on the internet, that's when it becomes a real problem, and I'm probably not going to marry you anymore.
So I think to myself that I guess you guys are being, you know, real when you say that, but I think you would be hurt if you
took
the time to pick a ring
out. Of course, I'd be hurt
enough
to not marry you, yes.
No, not online. You say that, but if you gave me your mother or your grandmother's ring, Anthony, you gave your mother or your grandmother's ring to somebody, and she said, I hate it, it's ugly, you would really be okay with that?
Hell yeah, because I ain't paying nothing for it. It's $3.99, girl.
So now you got to go buy a real one. You got to go buy another one.
That's cool, but the intent is there. It's already done. Yeah, I'm not the punching bag of her joke.
Yeah, exactly. If she's honest and like forthcoming, that's okay. She doesn't have to like what my grandma and my mom liked. If she doesn't want to wear it, that's okay. We'll go find something she wants to wear.
So it's interesting that you put it like that, DJ Automatic, because Prince Harry, when he proposed to Meghan Markle, gave her a ring that was a replica of his mother, Princess Diana's original engagement ring. It was made in the image of a ring that his father had given to Princess Diana, his mother. Now, if you go look online behind that ugly picture, when you swipe right, at Dana Cortez on Instagram is a picture of the original Meghan Markle ring and the new Meghan Markle ring. She changed it a little bit. She probably said, honey, I love you. This ring, however, is not my personal favorite. And it looks like he was fine with that. They made the changes necessary and everything's cool. I don't think that you should shame your partner online like that. That's basically what she did. She said, this is ugly. I don't like it.
It was a BI move.
This is wrong. But the ring is not that great. Well, no, it out there. And, I mean, it's not my style. I guess it might be somebody else's
thing. But your fat hand has, your index finger has like jelly rolls, yeah, any ring's going to look a little ugly on there. All right? She has a fat hand. At the end of the day, let's
also say
that.
Taking this personal because I have very short, stumpy hands. All right, check the ring out and continue commenting. The conversation continues online at Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back, y'all.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. It's time to confess everything. Everyone will remain anonymous. 833-DANA-SHOW, 833-326-2746. Line 8, go ahead.
Hey, guys. So, first of all, I need you to change my voice because I don't want anybody to hear me, especially my boyfriend. He pissed me off. Well, he didn't piss me off. First of all, he got his ass kicked. And since he got his ass kicked, I can't look at him the same. He's pissing me off, though, because he keeps bringing it up over and over. And did you see what he did to me? And trying to make excuses. Yeah, I saw what he did to you. He kicked your ass. Anyway, how do I deal with this? Because watching him get his ass kicked is one thing, but him trying to make excuses is another. I'm not attracted to him anymore. He was flopping around. I'm sorry I'm laughing. He was flopping around on the floor like a fish, and now he's making excuses. Should I just dump his ass?
Ah, break up with somebody. Whoa. That's harsh. That's so way harsh, but at the same time.
You can't take an L like that in front of your girl.
How are you going to kick your man when he's down, though? That's rude.
Because everybody else kicked him. You might as well do it, too. I started to think y'all ever take an L like that in front of people? Like in front of somebody you love, though?
The closest thing to that L I've ever taken is one time. Well, actually, last week I didn't successfully parallel park in front of like a crowd, but
that's embarrassing.
That's
huh?
embarrassing, especially when you're in a Fiat. It's really embarrassing. But I never catch a fade like that in front of my girl.
I never caught. Yeah, I never got beat up in front of my girl, but I did have my parents come to the only boxing match I fought Golden Gloves for years. The only boxing match my mom and dad ever came to, and I lost.
Oh, you lost?
Like knocked out, lost.
Oh,
wow.
God, what did your mom and dad say?
My mom felt so bad for me. She kept hugging me, and I remember like it was all fuzzy because I got knocked out.
Get up, Craig. Come on, Craig.
Come on, Craig. Come on, Craig.
What'd your dad say?
Maybe boxing's not for you. And I was like, Dad, I win all these other fights. And he was like,
well, not this one,
not
bro.
Not this one, no.
Quit. All right, so should she dump her man after seeing him get beat up? Is that even an option? Are we leaving people now for not being able to fight?
Women are shallow.
You're not her protector anymore. It goes back to primal instincts. You're not providing.
833-DANA-SHOW. It's one confession, y'all. Phone lines are open.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One call, 1 minute, no judgment. This is our confession. Came through just a few minutes ago.
First of all, he got his ass kicked. And since he got his ass kicked, I can't look at him the same. He's pissing me off, though, because he keeps bringing it up over and over. And did you see what he did to me? And trying to make excuses. Yeah, I saw what he did to you. He kicked your ass. Anyway, how do I deal with this? Because watching him get his ass kicked is one thing, but him trying to make excuses is another.
Man, you catch a fade, and all of a sudden, somebody wants to break up with you? And you, okay, so Anthony, you said...
Okay, hold on, Dana.
What? Automatic?
Let's say in this hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
That I got beat up in front of you.
That wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen.
I know you. I know Dana would jump in.
Ride or die all day.
I promise you. I know.
Dana's like one a buck 25.
Don't matter.
Not even close. You call her 125, she's offended now. You better watch out. She might fight you.
Yeah, that's about 15 pounds heavier. You better step back, Anthony. You want to catch some of this?
Listen, there's a few things worse than getting beat up in front of your girl, and one of them is you and your girl getting beat up in front
together.
Of each other.
Yeah.
We're going down. We're going down together. So obviously this person saw her man get beat up and she feels differently. So the phones are ringing. Let's take a call. Line 5. Who is this?
Susanna.
Girl, I'm in here laughing. I'm trying to be serious. But you see your man get his ass whipped. Are you changing the way you feel about him?
Oh, yeah. I don't need no wink chump on my team.
Oh, my God.
First of all.
To know that I got more cojones than he does. And if I have to jump in like I've done before in the past, I mean, there's no need to be with him. I'd be with another woman.
Disrespectful.
The truth.
You know what?
What if the guy just lands like some lucky punch?
Ain't no luck if you get your ass
I've seen it happen.
No lucky There's two things you need to do. You need to keep your mouth shut, and you need to stay on the porch with the puppy.
I got a question for you. You said you jumped in, but did you jump in and start clearing house?
Yo.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, or what'd you do?
Yeah, let's hear that part.
Put it this way. I jumped in, and I'm the one who ended up in jail.
Oh!
She took it! She took it for him! She took it for him! Thank you, bye! Yeah, lady's got more balls than her man. Okay. You catch your man getting faded. He gets beat up in front of you. Is it changing the way you look at him?
My man, no, because if he lose, we all lose, because that's my man. I'm going to jump in and help him.
There we go. Okay, that's a real woman right there.
But you're going to take this L with me, though, right? And massage me after.
Exactly. We putting ice on both our soul heads.
We go together. I like this.
What's your name?
Cynthia. It's me, girl.
What's up, Cynthia? Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Dana Cortez show, you watch your man get his ass kicked. Does it change the way you feel about him?
Well, you can't lose. You gotta, at all extent, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It's Ram. So you get into a fight, your girl's there. What happens if you get your ass kicked, bro?
That's not possible.
Thank you, Ram. That is not an bad option.
What do you do? Do you just take the beating until you're knocked out? Do you just, like, you can't stop?
I guess you ain't seen a real Mexican, because you'll get whatever weapon's close to you.
Yeah, bro.
And that's what I was trying to say at the beginning. This little Mexican woman right here, if something's going down, it's going down all the way.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast. Hey!